Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, there's a 13-year-old girl that's very lucky for a lot of reasons. Number one, she had Doritos, which is always a great thing.
Well, I think nutritionally, that's what is expected 13-year-olds to be eating those.
Yeah. And what happens?
Cool Ranch ones, of course.
Yeah. And what happens? You know, I have to tell you, Steve, we'll talk about that in a moment, but I would fight with you about Cool Ranch, but all of a sudden, for some reason, I am starting to like Cool Ranch a lot more than I used to.
See, it's about time you finally got taste, BJ.
I guess.
What I say, every 5 years, your taste changes?
I guess that has to be, because it's like, why am I reaching for the Cool Ranch? I'm a nacho guy.
Because they're great. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess so. I mean, I want to fight with you. Right now, we're in an adversarial tone with each other, but I really
I'm very mad at you for agreeing with me.
Yeah. I can't fight with you. It's like, I don't know what to say. I want to. I used to, but I kind of like Cool Ranch. And I don't really know what she had, but she had a great chip that was a rare puffy chip. Apparently, I mean, it can happen when you have Doritos. They're flat chips usually, but this almost looks like it's like a dumpling chip.
Yeah, it kind of got like inflated.
Yeah. And
there's no meat inside of this dumpling chip, Danny. Don't you look so confused?
Yeah. I want there to be meat in it. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, so she listed this chip on eBay, and Doritos is actually offering her $20,000 for this chip.
Dude, she put up on her TikTok too. She says, I found a puff Dorito. Is this valuable or should I just eat it? Tell me, please. See, I would have been like, you idiot, just eat it.
Yeah.
And I would have been the idiot.
Yeah, you would have.
I wouldn't have even thought twice about it. I would have just ate it.
I'm like, sweet, it's a fat Dorito.
Yeah.
Imagine being somebody who had one of these Doritos, because I imagine it's not rare. It happens from time to time. Maybe it's a little rare, but you eat one, and you're like, son of a bitch, I ate one yesterday, and I could have got money for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for some reason, Riley was like, you know what, I'm going to see if I can get some cash for this. And so here she is with her and her family talking about why she put it online.
And then I was about to eat it, and I thought, I might just save it for later, and I saw $10,000. I was like, screamed. Dad is saying that since he bought the packet, it's his chip, but I ate the packet and found it, so I believe it is mine.
She's our favorite daughter now, so.
How about that? So I don't know if they're living in America, but they sound English. So.
Australian.
Oh, it's Australian. Yeah. Okay. Well, why does Australia get all the cool chips and all the $20,000?
Because they have to deal with murder animals everywhere.
Oh, that's why.
Throw them a little bone there.
It's because the toilet water goes the other direction. It also creates a weird thing when they make Doritos.
Oh. All right. Well, it's good that both of you have the science behind it.
Oh, yeah. I read that on the internet.
Yeah, so if you want to see the chip, check out the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. See the video of her.
What an odd thing. thing to get money from.
See, but isn't this like just like a I wonder if this is where they got the idea for 3D Doritos. Because they do make 3D Doritos, too. Which is basically the same thing, but a smaller version.
Oh, really?
Well, those came out back, end of 90s, early 2000s, and they were gone for a while, and they just recently came back because they're, you know, nostalgia purposes or whatever.
I don't think I've ever had a 3D Dorito.
I brought them in once, but I think they're too spicy for you because the new flavors are a little spicy.
Well, that might change. His taste has changed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to bring those 3Ds in.
This is a whole new BJ Shea when it comes to Doritos.
How about I don't even think I had one and Vicky brought them in. I don't think taste is going to affect my memory, unfortunately.
I hate to be the conspiracy theorist, but I'm going to put my tinfoil cap on for a second.
Oh, here you go.
All right.
Do you think Doritos offered this money knowing full well a bunch of knuckleheads, including us in Seattle, would talk about this on the radio, television, internet, thus giving them more than $20,000 worth of free advertising?
Oh, absolutely.
They don't care about the fact that this is a puffy Dorito. They're just like, yeah, we'll give you $20,000. Two morons in Seattle are going to talk about it. And everybody else is going to talk about it, too.
Yeah, and was it on TikTok she put this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's good for them because they got somebody monitoring the social medias.
It's on the news. I'm looking on some different news stations across the country.
Yeah. I don't think it's a conspiracy theory. I think it's just a fact.
They're geniuses.
Yeah, I think they did that. And, more power to them. That's a good use of $20,000. You're right. That is cheap advertising money for all the coverage they got.
It's cheaper than what people were bidding on. Because originally, since she put it on eBay, the highest bid was $100,000.
No one's going to spend that.
Yeah, right.
But eBay removed it because there's like a food policy that all the food has to be in its original packaging and not open. So they, took it out.
Party poopers.
Right? But, 20 grand still pretty good.
If I was eBay, I would lift that and I would make the person who put the $100,000, you are bound to have to pay that, you idiot.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you know somebody did that as a joke and they were going to back out of that bid.
Oh, totally. I mean, technically, eBay is legally binding. Like, you're supposed to actually pay through that, but people do that and they just run away and then what do they do? Yeah. They just ban your account. That's it. Who cares?
They start a new account. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I doubt that person who put $100,000 on that Dorito had 100% user rating on eBay. I don't know if they're known for being the best when it comes to making bids.
Yeah. Well, she's having the last laugh, man. Because like you said, I probably would have eaten the chip, too. I mean, it would have been, oh, this is weird. Look at this, honey. And then there's in my belly.
Wouldn't that be great if Dorito was like, okay, we'll send you the $20,000. And then she's like, okay, where do I need to send the chip? Like, we don't really care about the chip. Eat it. We're just doing this to get people to talk about it.
Eat it on TikTok.
Yeah, just wait until a bunch of people start talking about it and then eat it. I don't care.
Or Chad in the mailroom at Doritos. What do I do with this, guys? Nothing. You can just have it.
Right. We just duped everybody, mostly stupid Americans.
Oh, you don't frame that? You don't put that up like in the Dorito Hall of Fame?
Dorito Hall of Fame.
I'm sure they must have somewhere.
What city is the Dorito Hall of Fame in? Is it also in Cleveland?
The DHOF, baby. I would go. I like Doritos. And they're going to have bags for sale, right, when you go to the Dorito Hall of Fame.
You could also just go to 7-Eleven and save yourself a couple dollars, BJ.
Maybe that's where the Hall of Fame is.
All 7-Eleven stores.
All 7-Elevens, and they have their own little puffy chip.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We got a guy that nearly died because he made love to himself too much.
We all dodged a bullet, huh?
He will tell you all about this. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:18 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Nope. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Kia Puop for giving us the Migs Report, and happy Bagel Fest Day. Ooh. And imagine that means you eat bagels on Bagel Fest Day. Right. So give me a sweet, well, it's not sweet, but a salty bagel.
Give me a sweet, salty bagel.
A sweet, salt bagel.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. With a little cream cheese, and I'm a happy camper.
Oh, are you?
It's also National Coffee Milkshake Day, which I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. I've made them. They're really good.
A coffee milkshake?
Yeah, just ice cream, a little bit of milk, and some coffee, whatever coffee you like. Blend it up, and if you would like to be fancy, add some chocolate in there. Ooh. So good.
All right.
Toss a little whipped cream in that.
Oh, well, that just goes without saying.
Yes. Yeah, right.
All right. Okay. Well, that sounds like fun. What doesn't sound like fun is having to go to the hospital because you're experiencing weird symptoms that actually turned out to be a stroke.
Oh.
And the reason being that you had to go is because, well, you were making love to yourself a little too much.
Oh.
It's a different type of stroke.
What? The stroke led to the stroke?
A guy made it into the medical journal for nearly dying because he was making love to himself too much. He's 51. He's a single guy from Japan.
Wow.
And apparently he would make love to himself several times a day.
Oh, wow.
I also love in the journal, the medical journal, they made it a point to tell us that he's right-handed for some reason.
Oh, well, that's important.
I'm not sure if there's a difference in left to righties and how it could lead to having a stroke, but they put that in there. Well, he was taking care of himself when he suffered a serious stroke that almost killed him. He went to the hospital. He said, I have a severe headache. I can't stop puking. And then that's when they realized, oh, that's what's going on. They did a surgery, and he made a full recovery. No word on whether or not he's still making love to himself, though. Or
so, I mean,
it's not a good idea anymore. Or is it limited to once a day?
I'm confused because, you know, strokes usually cause because blood can't get to the brain, right? I think that's how that works.
It's
usually something in your neck that gets blocked, I thought. It was
maybe
just,
he's, like, aggressively doing it and he wasn't breathing.
Yeah, I don't know that. So I'm wondering if actually the overstroking actually saved his life because he ended up having the stroke in a way that he could get to the hospital.
Or I'm wondering if he was, you know, doing a few little add-on things for his pleasure.
Like Michael Hutchins?
Oh. Yeah, just the,
That's a good point, Vicky. You know what, Vicky?
Where that belt's not for your waist anymore?
Yep. Yeah.
Vicky may be onto something because that would cut off the blood supply to your brain.
Well, how about that's not in the medical journal, but his hand preference was.
Yeah, I mean, because I just, I've never heard of strokes being caused by excessive you time. You know what I mean?
One text brings up a good point. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Oh, right, right.
Well, you never hear of a lefty going to the hospital for this.
That's what it is. Well, and Steve, you are a natural lefty. They just taught you to do things right-handed.
Yes, I can. But yes.
So now you have a choice to make. Do you want to die, or do you want to go what you were naturally born to go with? That's up to you. I mean, these are your own personal
questions.
Choices.
I refuse to answer. I'm going to get my lawyer involved.
I mean, you're ambidextrous is for at least whenever you, because you do certain things with both hands. So that I call you ambidextrous.
I can't think of which.
This is a. Oh, I didn't ask the answer. Okay. I was just letting you discover this, though.
Like, I'm not sure which hand I write. With, you know.
Oh, yeah. That means you're having a good life. If that means someone else is taking care of these things for you.
No, it's just in my head. I'm like, it's too early for me. I'd have to.
Oh,
like.
Oh wow. Oh, I know right off the bat.
Yeah, of course.
As if it's unright.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on from a man making love to himself to a couple maybe being a little too romantic outdoors in public because they were making out and they were kissing, and it was in Montreal.
Okay.
And they were leaning up against a door while they were doing it, a glass door.
Oh.
And broke the door. It was for a barbershop in Montreal. It was like a barbershop, a tattoo shop. And as they were like making out, they were a little too aggressive and they went through the door and broke it. They ran off because they didn't want to get in trouble, apparently. The owner of the barbershop saw the surveillance footage and instead of being mad, he thought it was the funniest thing ever, to the point where he's put out a statement saying, look, whoever did it, come forward. I'll hook you up with a free hotel.
Oh, the second really? I saw what happened, everything just went away. I was like, this is just funny at the end. It's just, I'm not even mad anymore. Like this is ridiculously funny. It would be hilarious if we could find them just to see if they're fine in the end, right? If nobody got hurt. And just to go full circle on the story and see if we can pay them a night at a hotel just so they can close the deal, if that was a deal to be closed to begin with.
I love this guy.
It's a tattoo and barbershop.
Right. Yeah. This guy knows how to
get your hair cut and ink put on your skin.
Yeah. Now, you can check out the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. I feel like that door should have been able to hold him. It didn't feel like she, because she was pushing him up against the door.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty flimsy door.
Yeah.
I'm with you. That glass seems a little cheap. But I just love that they just got up and walked away. I don't know. Like, if you did that, wouldn't you go in there and be like, look, my bad. I'm sorry. Or are you just like, you know what? Let's get out of here before I have to drop some coin.
Yeah, right.
I feel like Danny would run away.
100%. I was going to say, yeah, I would be out of there in a second.
Now, here's the thing, though.
I think that there's surveillance footage. I'm like, there's got to be video footage. There's got to be a manhunt for us.
Yeah.
I have a conspiracy theory.
Oh, boy. Would they work at the shop and they wanted us to talk about it?
No. I think that maybe that was somebody he shouldn't have been kissing.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Wow. What if that's how he or she gets busted? I like how you just assume it's the guy.
Well, like, I was just kind of looking at him as he kind of runs away.
Girls are scandalous, too, you know.
She's the one that's like, ooh, I want to kiss you, and he's kind of getting backed up. And then when they walk away, he kind of, like, shuffles away before her. He just kind of bolts.
Wow.
Like, leaving her kind of behind to walk behind him.
Wow. Okay. So you really think that all this points to him being a cheater?
I mean, it's a possibility. But I do love that the owner of the shop created a little frame that says Love Hurts with...
pieces of the glass.
Uh-huh. And the date. And I think a little bit of blood.
Well, it says 1907 to 2021. Do you think that glass was around since 1907 and that's why maybe it was so cheap?
It's like historic or something?
Well, it's Canadian, so maybe they mean June 19th.
Yeah, it's June 19th, Steve.
July 19th.
Good call, BJ. I was saying, that's some old-ass glass. No
I know, right?
Why. See, Rev was with me.
I was totally tracking
was
with you.
I was due.
Yeah, it looks like 1907 to 2021. Right. Rest in peace,
Vicky and I are very international, so we recognize that a lot of other cultures put the day first and then the month.
That's my problem with Montreal, man. No, date first, month first, date second. Let's get with the time.
I think we're the only country that does it the other way around, to be honest with you.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that and the metric system. We're like, F that.
Right. We're such rebels.
We sure are. We'll show them.
Mariners. Looking good, boys. They beat the Oakland A's 3 out of 4 of the games, including yesterday, 4-3. What a game and what a win for the Mariners. And up next, they're at home still. They're going to be taking on the Houston Astros. That starts at 7 o'clock. Big series.
Yeah, let me tell you now. The Astros are a really good team.
Sounders last night, they lost to Sporting KC 3-1. Can we get the teenagers back to play?
Yeah, that's what we need them, yeah.
Right?
100%.
They weren't there. You went to the game?
We did. And Joe and I and my girlfriend, and I think Joe's the bad luck charm, because every game that I've gone to with Joe, they've lost. Mariners, Sounders now. So Joe just needs to stop going to games.
Joe, you're banned. Sorry, buddy. There's going to be a picture of you outside of Lumen Field, and it's just going to say, do not let this man in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, speaking of, quick aside, I went to a gas station and not like the best part of town in Tacoma. And I go in there and I swear their wallpaper was pictures of all the people that must have like tried to rob the place. They had like pictures of people you're not.
What?
And it was such an unnerving thing. I'm waiting in line to go pay for gas because I forgot my wallet, but I had cash. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go in there. And I was just like, holy smokes, man. There's a lot of people that have tried to rob this store. Like, it was almost an entire wall of people. And then the person in front of me finished buying their stuff. They turn around and she's wearing a see-through mesh shirt. Straight up prostitute, I've got to, I mean, I hate the typecast, but not often do you see nipples of somebody at a store.
Ah,
was this in the south end of Tacoma?
It might have been.
Yeah, then that might have just been a normal day, but dude.
It was sketch city. Car next to me that's filling up their gas, their back window was blown out. And I was just like, man, I got to get out.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Oh, dang. I had never seen anybody in a mesh top like that. That's a good view right there.
It stopped me in my tracks. I turned it. I'm like, what in the hell just did I see? And it's like the people that worked at the gas station didn't even faze them. It's like, wow, just another day in paradise.
Well, it's summer.
At least she wasn't trying to rob us.
Yeah, that's a good point. And actually, I wouldn't mind seeing those pictures on the wall instead. All the mesh top girls will show up.
NHL draft happened over the weekend, and the Kraken got the guy I was hoping they were going to get, which has already been years. I'm very excited about that. Really good forward. Supposed to be a great playmaker. So that's pretty cool. And also, we get to talk to Brandon Tanev, the guy who a lot of people fell in love with at the expansion draft when he talked to the crowd. Left winger for the Seattle Kraken, one of the first players ever to be a part of this team. We'll be talking to Brandon at 7:45 this morning. As far as weather, 79 degrees. It's going to be a nice day today, and thanks to Advanced Hair Restoration for giving us the mixed report, and that's what's up.
On Friday, Steve did get this one wrong.
Who was the Greek god of war?
Aphrodite.
Nope.
No. Worski.
No.
Warlicious.
Well, no, but I wish it was Warlicious.
Warlicious?
Warlicious is the American god of war. That's who Warlicious is. Ares is the Greek god of war. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right. You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.